Oh, hi.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, good to meet you as well. I'm speaking with Jim.
You are. Good morning or good afternoon.
Good morning.
It depends.
Right. So, Jim, my name is Nadine. Go ahead. You were going to say?
No, I was just speaking with Samantha.
Yes.
Doing a great job.
Talking about SEO and optimizing and helping my company to be able to get more hits. And
the question that I had, I had just gone through, more or less like a teleconference. I wouldn't even call it training, but they spoke about GEO and how that is to a certain extent starting to take over from SEO.
That's more like geo-targeting, like fencing, right? Which is, I don't want to say it's taking over SEO because pretty much SEO is going to consist of the search engine optimization by keywords and search terms, right? When it's talking about geo-targeting, the GEO has to pertain more to like a targeted area, but depending on what products or platforms you're using.
Yeah,
not so much for location. The acronym GEO
stands for Generative Engine Optimization. So it's more geared towards the capabilities and habits, I guess, of AI.
Right. So, you know how like on AI, right? Like when let's say you're doing a search on Google, okay? Mm-hmm. AI will give you suggestions of companies. Right? It'll say like AI overview or what have you, which is also very helpful, not to say that it's not. I don't want to say it's taking over, but it is going to be a big part of the search.
Sure.
Well, like, so before you got on, I was just telling
Samantha,
AI, I use, I'm a handyman.
Very hands-on, but I love technology.
And
have definitely not embraced AI to the extent that I should, but the example that I gave was AI itself, I think very, very soon is going to be very much a part of everything. I had my website on another platform and the code was proprietary, really couldn't break it out of there, and I needed to rebuild it on our domain hosting site. And I had estimates of about $500 for somebody to do the rebuild work. Honestly, Nadine, it cost me $20 through Claude, through Anthropic, and about 2.5 to 4 hours. And we rebuilt it 100%, replicated what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? In that case,
that was my question is, long and short is, what can you guys offer that I cannot get from AI?
That's a great question. So basically what you do with AI, right, which is super helpful and great technology, but at the end of the day, it's still not that live person, right? It's going to give you the information that you need to create content and so forth, but at the end of the day, it's not going to do the work for you. You're still managing it on your own, as opposed to when you have a company that also utilizes AI as well in some cases, you know, but we have a team that has the knowledge and the database to also put in, I would say, I don't want to say the touch, but you know, AI, it's like, okay, I'll use an example. AI can qualify a client for us, but they're not very good at giving more of a human response, if that makes sense. Because we use AI too, you know what I mean? Especially like if we don't have a client that's, like if we have someone who's on the phone trying to get into one of our representatives to speak with and everyone's like on a call, AI, which we call her Jordan, she will actually qualify them for us, which is super helpful because you know what? Even for business owners like yourself, it's going to weed out the calls that are not good calls, if that makes sense. So, and that's why I love the technology as well, because it keeps you from wasting your time on somebody who's just not a good fit for your services, right? Like in your case, someone who's a spam call. You know what I mean? The AI is going to identify and kind of weed it out for you without you taking the time. And then now you've spent 10 minutes on someone who is like literally not even a prospect. So, you know, what's the difference? I mean, you have a team dedicated. We do use AI as well in a lot of cases, not saying that we don't, but we still put that touch. You know what I mean? I noticed you have the Angie's listing that came up when I searched up your company by name. The first thing I saw was actually your website. And then I saw jobbersites.com. I see the Angie's listing, MapQuest, BBB. Nothing negative about your company. I mean, I think for the most part, we both can agree that you provide a quality service. I guess my question for you is this, right? What's working for you now to help you generate more new customers?
Sure. No, that's an excellent question. I mean, in all honesty, Nadine, it's the entire venture is very new. Literally within months. Right.
Wow.
We've started, I think maybe the beginning of the year, rebuilt the website a couple of weeks ago, and just within the last 2 weeks have really just opened the doors. As far as workload, at this point, I have what I can handle.
Okay.
As we optimize processes, we'll be able to fit more in. So for right now, slow growth is probably, better.
Okay.
So that we can get comfortable. I guess as far as you know, Local Splash, I'm still unclear as to, you know, what service do you guys provide? You know, looking at my website and trying to optimize like Google
basically
or something to get me the right hits.
Basically, what we do is search engine optimization, right? Being a Google channel partner, when a position opens up on the first page of Google, we're given a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify to find a company that's a good fit to place into that position and close it out. So we offer many Google products, products ranging from Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads, which is Google's pay-per-lead program, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, websites, you know, as well as the Google Local Listing first page, okay? So depending on the needs of the business, right, we have several packages. We try to find the package that's the most suitable for you, okay, based again on your needs. Now, as far as your website, I mean, we wouldn't even tinker with it. Your website is what we want to make sure that's attached where your business is being promoted. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the product that we offer is going to bring you live direct calls. Depending on which platform you're on, if you're doing the pay-per-lead, those are more leads that are qualified that come to you in the form of a phone call, which you're not sharing with anyone. It's like the opposite of the Angie's leads. Okay. And then you have the Facebook ads and the Google ads, right? Me, I would say like for your industry, what, especially you being a very new company, I don't think Google Ads would be the best option for you because you do have to invest quite a bit in order to get a good conversion rate. Google Ads are going to run on a rotation. Okay. It will drive more traffic to your website, but majority of the time it's either going to be a click to call or a click straight to your website, which is going to put them on one of the tabs on your page, whether it's the page where they're going to fill out information, you know, so that you can respond to them or what have you. Okay. There's something I wanted to touch on with you because you mentioned, you know, being such a new company, you know, you kind of have a lot of work now, right? And probably more than what you can handle is what I heard. How is it with a Home Advisor, the Angie's listing? What were you trying to achieve with them?
Yeah, just visibility.
Okay.
Frankly, visibility. Okay. And to be totally transparent, as of right now, I've turned my leads option for Angie's List off.
Okay.
If I'm just being 100% transparent.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's not great. I had two leads come in within, say, 36 hours, and both of them were just garbage.
Yeah.
You know, one was significantly outside of what I have on Angie's list as a one person operation.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a full contractor listing basically. And the other one, frankly, was just sketchy. The address that was posted on there didn't lead to anything except for the local water treatment municipality and the contact person had two different names. So as far as, you know, validating leads in that, you know, I switched it over to just look at opportunities for Angie's List because it frankly was at this point with the two that I've gotten, it seemed like 100% waste of time.
Okay. And that makes sense. You know, you having it on pause and switching over to the opportunities. Okay. So if I were to call you, let's just say I called you in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
In need of some work to be done. How soon would you get to me, or would you turn me away to your competitors?
Well, there's a couple of it depends in there, Nadine.
Okay.
If it is an active referral from somebody that I have done business for, then
okay.
I commit to a 48-hour visit. So within 48 hours, we'll make time for you. If
okay.
it is a cold call, at this point, within a week.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out. If it's a cold call, at this point,
within a week.
Okay. So you're not turning it away. So like if someone that you know referred somebody to you, it's a shorter time, right? That you can get to them
Correct.
To give an estimate or what have you and see if you can schedule them. If it's
Absolutely.
Someone that you don't know, wasn't referred to you, just someone who found you and was like, hey, I need some work done, then you're looking at about a week. Correct?
Yep. And then there's more depends in there,
right?
If it's an emergency,
yeah.
Some situation like that,
certainly will make accommodations.
Okay. And you're a one man show, right?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. What do you consider your specialty, Jim? What makes you money when it comes to your services that you offer?
Well, at this point, it's a bit unusual, I guess. But I take a very, very good deal of care to make sure that as I'm working, everything stays absolutely clean.
Okay.
Beyond that, actual physical work of what I do, color matching, woodwork.
Home maintenance, furniture recovery and repair.
Yep. Right now it seems to be a heavy load of drywall. So drywall texture replication, if it's a knockdown or Santa Fe style or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, really kind of broad.
So but, a lot of handyman services, would you say, is what you would consider yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm just taking a look at something to see if this program that I'm looking at would even be a good fit for you or if you would qualify for it. Do you carry at least a $250,000 general liability insurance or are you still in the process of that?
Oh, no. We have full GL
okay.
liability insurance. I'm bonded, state certified.
Beautiful. Okay. And I'm most positive you could pass a background check in the last 7 years, no felonies. So I know you got to be good there because you're on Angie.
I'm on Angie. To be honest, I did one myself through Checker to be able to post that on my business card.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, then Angie did it and Thumbtack did it. So three of them have been posted to Checker now.
Okay. Okay, good. So, there is a program that I think would be a good fit for you. I know that you're still very new. You don't have a Facebook page set up for your business?
Yeah, actually we should. Have Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. So there is a particular program. It's called our Ideal. It's actually our Ideal Package. And basically what it is two of our programs that are combined into one. Okay. So the very first part of this package, you're looking at $249 a month. It's a fixed flat rate. And what that includes is getting you verified, creating the Google Business Profile, right? Optimizing it on the first page and managing it there. Now, we list you on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps. We do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location once they perform that search on Google and they go to their Facebook page. It's a click-to-call ad, or we can have them go straight to your website. Okay? In addition, we make sure that your website is attached to where your business is listed. We are not going to go in there and change it or anything like that. We just want to make sure that it's attached. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform that covers iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice searches that are being used when people are performing searches. So this part of it, $249 a month. In the meantime, we're also getting you approved for the Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service App. This is Google's pay-per-lead program, okay? Now, with this program, they require that you have the liability insurance, which you carry more than the $250,000, and you would pass the background check. No license is required for it. And you do have to have up to 5 Google reviews, which we would help you gain those reviews, okay? To start the process for the approval for this part of the program, there is a one-time $250 application fee. And we send you this application to fill out, upload your insurance document, and we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay. Now, it will take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but I will say this, that I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really determines how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Now, Jim, once you're approved, we will call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you told us otherwise. Okay, now these leads are going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You do not share them with anyone. They are only sent to you. Okay? So once you're approved, you're going to have an activation budget to turn on the leads is $403. That's the minimum monthly budget. Now, that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, your leads are $31. So when that call comes in, that lead, you'll know it's a lead because it'll say like incoming Google verified lead.
Right.
And it'll deduct the $31 from that budget. But here's the kicker on it. Now let's just say someone called you to remove a tree. That's completely outside of your services. Google will credit the lead back to you because it is unqualified. If someone called to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, and will be credited back. The only time that they consider it a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, okay? You gave an estimate. Or if you set an appointment to get them an estimate, then that's qualified. And how Google's going to know that is you're assigned a special tracking number that's linked to your phone. And they have an AI system set up that will identify the qualified and unqualified. But you and I both know, Jim, that sometimes, you know, one might slip through the cracks. So we have a team dedicated that's managing your account So if that happens, we immediately dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credit back to you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, if you only got one lead in the month, what's left over from that 403 budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, as far as for the leads, you're only going to pay $31 because you're getting your budget back up to the 403. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So far?
Yeah. No,
okay.
Perfect sense. Yep.
Now, let's say you were going on vacation or you're just really bombarded with work right now, right? You need to shut off the leads for a little bit. You can go in through the app and either shut it off yourself or you call us and say, shut them off. We shut them off. The leads don't turn back on until either you call us to turn them back on or you yourself removed the pause from the app because you have that ability. Okay?
Oh, got it. Okay.
It'll allow you to target wherever you choose to, as long as that's where your insurance covers you. And in fact, those are the ones that you're going to see above the Google ads. They're at the very tippy top of the page with the check mark that says verified. Okay. It'll show that you passed the background check. It'll show that you are insured. And I will tell you this, it is one of Google's better products. I recommend it to you before you even would do Google ads. Google ads to me is like, it's not the better fit for you. So how this ideal package would work today, you would pay $4.99. That's the $2.49 and the application fee. Okay. Every 10th of the month, you're automatically charged the $2.49 because that's covering the local SEO programming, maintenance, the Facebook ads, the directory submission, right? And the local SEO. And then once you're approved for the Google verified pay-per-lead program, then you would have the activation budget when you're ready to turn on your leads.
Okay, got it.
Okay. What do you think about, I mean, this program so far?
I love the concept. I love the work that you all would do. Honestly, Nadine, what I'm going to say, though, is it's not no, but not right now.
Okay.
I can't anticipate. So just the biggest is growth too quickly, right?
Okay.
And also, totally transparent, straining company revenue too early. So I think at this point for my business, I think it would do both. It would strain us financially, and it would inundate us with work that we couldn't serve. But what I will say is I love the pitch. I love what you guys bring to the table. I honestly envision within the next month expanding and looking for additional labor. And at that point, I could definitely rationalize expanding visibility and optimizing that. Now I'm losing some of the name recognition or market recognition that I would have being out there, but I think for right now that's the right place for us.
Okay. And I appreciate your honesty with that, Jim, and your transparency. And again, I don't want to mislead you, right? And have you thinking that tomorrow you're bombarded with all this work and it's going to be so overwhelming and you can't handle it, right? What I always say is this, like even with our timeline, 5 to 7 days is the directory submission. 7 to 14 days is when Facebook ads are live. First page placement on Google with getting you verified, creating the profile, you know, optimizing, managing it there. I will, no matter what, stick to the timeline of 60 to 90 days because, in fact, that is even written in our terms and conditions. And I say that even when it's happened sooner, when I've seen that, because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, I always say the first month, realistically, a lot of it is the programming. Now, that's not to say that you won't get some calls because you just might, right? When you feel the strength of this program, I am going to say is going to be in that second month. And even with Google's pay-per-lead program, you're still looking at about 4 to 8 weeks before even getting approved for that. But even if you got approved, like let's say you got approved in 3 weeks, because I've seen that happen too sometimes, that does not mean that you have to turn on your leads right then and there. You could say, listen, I need you guys to call me back in a month. I'm not ready yet. I'm super bombarded with work right now. You know, so I want to be transparent with you as far as with the timeline, Jim, because honestly, it's never going to happen overnight. Now, when you're talking about companies like Angie's, right, Thumbtack, those are directories where you're listed on their website and they got leads that they grab off of Google, and who knows when they even grab them, because that's where they grab their leads from, by running Google ads for themselves, which is unique.
Sure.
But who knows when that ad was ran and the lead was captured. So that's why they're right. able to just shoot out a bunch of leads to you, and you're like, oh my gosh, wow, they have a lot of work, a lot of people. And no, it's because a lot of those leads you might run across will tell you, oh, I hired someone, you know, 3 weeks ago or yada, yada, right? And you're like, what the heck?
Yep.
I just called this yep. lead because I just got it. Well, that's what happens. Okay.
Had I been on Google, that would have probably come to me directly rather than going
exactly,
to
exactly. So,
no, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And so I understand your position, but again, I still just want to share that timeline with you so you don't think like, oh my gosh, it's like they turned on the faucet and it's just like the water's just rushing out. It's
yeah.
never created like that. Okay.
Yeah. No,
I did.
You were pretty clear about Thank
you.
Control of volume that comes through. So,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have any questions there as far as that goes, but like I said, just looking at it both from a financial,
yeah,
you know,
and
a capacity standpoint.
Right? Yeah.
I still
yeah.
think that it's not the right time. What I would love though, Nadine, is if you could, I know I shared with Samantha, but if you could send me, like if you've got a one pager on the services, I would love
I could
to be
send
able to
you,
keep you guys on my bullet.
Yeah. I could send you a recap of what you and I went over. I did send you a text message. I'm not sure if you already received it. I just literally sent it with my contact information as well.
Oh, yeah.
What
it.
Would be, what's the best email for you, Jim? And I'm going to send you a recap of what we went over as far as with the pricing and the lead cost. So this way you can kind of hold on to that. And then if and when you feel you're ready, please don't hesitate to call me. It's just me being able to take a look at the availability. Okay.
Yeah. No,
so,
I mean, like I said, I'm certainly not, blowing you off because.
No, of course not.
See the value.
It's just not the right time.
It's not a matter of. Right.
Right. It's not how.
And I understand that.
You guys fill the. You guys would fill the who to be able to keep me at the front of the search engines and keep all of that
right.
going. So totally agree with that.
Okay.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah, no, and I get that. I know when someone's just saying to like, you know, oh, but I know you're being sincere about it. And listen, at the end of the day, I want this to be an investment for you. I'm really not trying to generate another bill. And sometimes the timing's just not right. And that's okay. You know,
yeah,
when you're
yeah,
ready,
I appreciate
you know what I mean?
Taken.
And
yep.
and here's the thing. We want to work with a company that wants to be in a long-term relationship, right, to continue to grow their company. And I'm not saying that that's not you. It's just this isn't the right time for you yet. You know what I mean? And you got to be able to take on more work in order for you to even – pay for the program, right? You've got to be able to take on work or else
that's,
it doesn't make any sense. You know?
The money's got to come in order to be able to pay the bills. That's
correct.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
No, I appreciate your candor, Nadine. This has been very helpful.
Yeah. What's the best email for you, Jim? And I'll get this email sent over to you, okay?
Sure. So it's Jim, J-I-M, at TotalHomeHeroWI.com.
Okay, so TotalHomeHeroWI.com. Okay. So this email that you're going to be receiving, it'll be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's actually going to say ideal package in the subject part of the email. With this package too, just so you know, you just don't have a team that's dedicated to your account, but you also have what we call an account manager. And basically that account manager kind of gives you like what I like to call the white glove treatment. They give you updates. It's also like your direct point of contact as well, aside from our team. All of our programs do as well come with a customized tracking and reporting system, because that's super important for you to be able to even track your results to know if this program is actually working. Okay. So, and it allows you to track your calls. You can organize your calls. There's so much you can do in the Local Splash Dash app, but also, we even have an app that you can download on your phone to be able to track it as well. So it should already be in your inbox, Jim. Now listen, because you've never gotten a correspondence from me, it might go to your spam or even your promotional box. So if you don't see it right away in the inbox, I would check in those two spots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. I got it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for giving the time to, you know, even speak with me. I wish you all the best with the new business. And I mean, who knows? Maybe you just might call me in a month or so. Who knows? We just don't know. You know?
That's my hope. I would love to bend this over.
Yeah.
Lifting and letting.
Yeah. So we'll just see, you know? But again, thank you for taking the time to speak with us, and I hope you have a very blessed day.
Thank you. You too,
Nadine. Appreciate you very much.
For the record, Samantha did a great job.
Thank you. She does.
A couple days get a hold of me, but she did great.
That's good. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. I'll let our manager know. It's always good to hear that.
Awesome.
All right. You have a good one.
Thanks, Nadine.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.